Ray, how are you?
Doing great.
Well, from what I understand, lots of upcoming activities with Union Foundation, if you will. You folks want to send some messages. Tell me what's going on.
Well, tomorrow, on Wednesday at noon, we're going to have a big protest. And it's not a rally. It, in fact, is a protest. And it's going to involve numerous unions and progressive groups and people that are looking at the Snyder budget proposal and saying, hey, this is a huge tax shift from working people, the poor, senior citizens, public employees, and giving it to big business. So that's going to be tomorrow, Wednesday at noon, and it's going to go on for hours. It's going to go on long enough to allow people that cannot get off work, like the members we represent, state employees, if they can't take any annual leave, to come on after work.
So this is tomorrow at noon. Where is this going to be held?
The state capitol. It's going to start at the steps of the state capitol, and anybody who comes down, it will be quite obvious because I believe there's going to be a large crowd. And you know, I should also point out that today at 11, senior citizens are going to be having a rally regarding Governor Snyder's proposal to tax their retirement. So, yeah, quite a full week, I would say.
All right, Ray. Well, tell me, I'm going to put you in charge of accounting here for the state of Michigan. If you believe that the governor's proposals are actually going to be hard on state employees, on union folks, on working folks, on the poor, on senior citizens, actually benefits the rich. How should we pay for this $2 billion deficit we have in the state of Michigan?
Well, it's a great question. And, you know, since 2001, we pay 40% less or we generate 40% less in revenues. And the reason is because we give so many tax loopholes, tax breaks, that we've lost revenues. And most people believe that we have a budget problem year after year in the state because the economy has gone south. Well, that's only part of the problem. The other part of the problem is we have these huge tax loopholes, and we spend literally millions of dollars on private contracts, and the oversight isn't always that great. So those are things you could do right away that would not hurt people, and you could go a long way to close the budget gap. You know, at some point also, you know, people need to maybe think about a graduated income tax where wealthy people maybe pay a little bit more than the middle class does. You know, other states have a graduated income tax. So there are other things that you could do, but what's happening right now is Governor Rick Snyder has not necessarily cut taxes. It's simply shifted tax to individuals. So you've taken almost $2 billion, $1.8 billion, maybe a little bit more from the business community and given them relief, but you've placed it on working people. And I can speak directly regarding state employees. We're going to be looking at maybe up to a $4,000 per worker cut in wages and benefits. And the average public employee across the nation makes about $44,000, has a college degree. And, you know, that's really going to take a bite out of the mid-Michigan economy when you're going to be taking that much money away from a state employee. And that's why we're saying we need to go out and educate the public, and the best place to do that is at our beautiful capital.
So for business owners, you, from your perspective, you think that they have too many tax breaks and too many tax incentives. Do you believe that they should be given any help to create jobs?
Well, you know, I think that you have to be reasonable, and you definitely do need to help folks and make it a climate where people can hire people, and you know, but right now with this proposal, you know, it's too drastic. It's too much of a tax shift, and you know, obviously it's not easy. But what's happening now is you're going to be taxing people on a fixed income. You're going to be taking away the earned income tax credit, and you know, that money goes to working poor, and those individuals spend their money in the community, which creates more jobs and is good for business. So, you know, obviously there's two sides to every story, but we believe that this proposal is just way too drastic. And again, that's why we're having a rally tomorrow, and the senior citizens or retirees are going to be out there today at 11 o'clock.
Ray, do you believe, from your perspective, that the rich should pay for, should support the poor and the middle class?
Well, you know, I believe that there should be real shared sacrifice, and there should be responsibility for everybody. And, you know, that's an argument we could go around and around on, you know, I suppose. But I do know this, when you look at this budget proposal, when you, you know, you give such a huge tax shift away from big business to individuals, you know, it's not a good thing. And, you know, state employees too. We are working around the clock to provide safety, to keep the streets paved, to provide police protection, and you name it. And then you have like the budget director John Nixon getting paid $250,000 a year to come here from Utah. And I know that people said, well, he's very talented and he's going to be doing the job of two people. Well, you know what, Tony? State employees have been doing the job of three and four people for a long time. And we seem to get our wages and benefits cut year after year. So, I mean, where is the shared sacrifice there?
You know what, Ray? I appreciate you coming on the program because you give me the opportunity to ask some challenging questions. And I have one for you now. When is the last time that the union... your union, and I don't want you to speak for other union, but when's the last time UAW 6000 cut union dues and what union members have to pay?
That is, you know, I don't know exactly what, I could try to find out for you. I don't know, but you know, union dues, they're not very much a percentage, and I don't know the exact number. And when you look at statistics from around the state, from the country, excuse me, there's, I believe, 22 states that people are not forced to contribute union dues. And you know what? All those states, people's wages and benefits are smaller. And the thing is, you have more power, Tony, when you have a collective voice and when you have the ability to organize people and to speak out. So... you know, obviously, you know, unions need to be funded. You know, we need to have resources, but I don't know, and I can't answer that exact question. I could try to find out, though.
Mm-hmm. Ray, do you think a lot of unions are kind of fighting for their lives right now?
Absolutely. This is the most challenging time in my life, you know, in my life, and I'm 45 years old. You know, just yesterday, there is a proposal from a state representative to change civil service where they would not have responsibility for state employees paying benefits. And you know what? When you see things like that, you realize that people don't have a respect for the Constitution, for democracy, and collective bargaining is something that was paid for in blood, meaning people were beat and murdered. They came together to fight for these rights. You know, it wasn't because people were kind-hearted that we have things like the 40-hour week work week, the weekend, child labor laws. I mean, we really have to go back and see that was people coming together and having a collective voice to demand fair treatment. And that's why you're seeing thousands and thousands of people in Madison, Wisconsin, and that's why you're going to probably see large numbers of people at the Capitol today and tomorrow.
All right, final question for you, Ray. Do you think that Rick Snyder, that Republican senators, that Republican state representatives are trying to squash unions?
Well, I believe that when you have a collective voice, you have power, and that it would make it much easier for certain individuals to have collective bargaining rights diminished or taken away. And I'm not sure about, you know, Rick Snyder per se, but I believe there is a movement across the country to do away with collective bargaining and also to weaken, you know, quite frankly, working people and to, you know, have everybody pay quite a bit more for health insurance And so to answer your question, yes. Now, I don't know about Rick Snyder. He has said numerous occasions that he wants to work with the unions across the state, and we definitely think that, you know, the place to handle things is in fact at the bargaining table.
Do you need collective bargaining when you think about there are rules, there are laws in place that say people have to get paid a certain amount of money for doing whatever job?
Well, you know, yeah, we need collective bargaining. The perfect example is what, you know, legislation to take away the civil service. You know, public or state employees in Michigan operate underneath the civil service, and they approve our contracts. And so if you're going to be taking away the civil service and go back to having a spoil system where individuals could hire their friends and award contracts to their allies, absolutely we need collective bargaining. I mean, part of collective bargaining is it's about democracy. It's about giving people a voice. It's about a checks and balance. And if you take away workers' power, we're going to go to a bad place. And history has proven that.
All right, Ray. Interesting stuff. So tomorrow or today, senior citizens are down at the state capitol. Tomorrow, 12 noon, unions will be in full effect.
That's right.
All right. Thanks so much, Ray. Enjoyed it.
Thanks, Tony.